I love pork. I really, really do love pork. I remember as a child sitting down to a plate of dinner and there was a pork chop. That slight brown, crusty, caramelized finish on it, along with some vegetables. Just beautiful, beautiful, succulent, juicy pork chop. Loved it. And a roast pork dinner. Oh, oh, with apple sauce and the crackling. It had this texture as you bite it and it crunches. Oh, roast pork and crackling. Divine. You know, made of baked potatoes and beans and, you know, oh, wonderful, wonderful meal. And of course, Christmas dinner. Oh, how good was that with a big baked ham? Oh, just loved it. Pork, it's such an amazing product. And bacon. Oh, I love bacon so much. A few years ago when I was working... Oh, hello, Audio Boo. Yes, it's Ian Cath here back again. Yes, bacon. A few years ago, I was working for Queensland Theatre Company and I was asked to actually make some bacon for a stage show. And they needed a prop. They needed to have some burnt bacon that they had as a prop. And I remember making up a few different types of urethane resin with a dark brown, a light brown, and a white pigment to it, and then pouring them out onto a flat plate and swirling them together. And then once the urethane rubber had set, I sliced it up, coated it all in shellac, and then set fire to it and burnt it with a torch and twisted them and deformed them and made it look like burnt bacon. It worked quite well as a prop. So I've actually made bacon, but cooking bacon. Oh, don't you love bacon? And I have some smoked salmon in the fridge at the moment that I use, and I fry that up from time to time, maybe have with eggs. But, bacon with eggs on a Sunday morning, oh, especially if you've had a bit of a bender the night before, wonderful. Yeah, I love pork. Such an amazing, amazing product. And they use pig parts. Well, at the end of the day, pork comes from pigs, don't they? And they use pigs for other things, don't they? They use it for heart valves and corneas and a few other bits and pieces. And probably pigs are used as the number one source of all sorts of things to bone for bone china and as an additive to gunpowder. Amazing number of uses. They render down the fat for making soaps and toothpaste and plasticizers and all sorts of things. And pork is used everywhere. Amazing product. And it tastes good too. The thing is, dear Audio Boo listener, I don't eat pork. I haven't eaten pork consciously. I've been polite a couple of times. I stayed over at some friend's place and we had pancakes, Canadian pancakes. Yeah, pancakes with bacon and maple syrup. That was about 2 years ago. Occasionally I'll get served a little bit of bacon in a Caesar salad or something, and I won't make a fuss over it, but I don't eat pork. I don't eat pork at all. When that Christmas ham turns up, I decline. When the roast pork is passed around, I just pass it on and eat the vegetables. I love it, but I don't eat it. And I don't eat it not for any special sacrimonious reason. I eat it for a purely philosophical reason. I don't eat pork simply because I think pigs are too close to humans. I think there is a time and a place for even eating humans. Hey, I'll tell you what, if we're stuck at the top of the Andes and our survival depends on me eating your left thigh and you're already dead, buddy, your thigh's going down my gullet and I expect the same of you to do that to me. But we don't live in that society. We don't live in a place where we have to survive. We don't live in a dog-eat-dog environment. We can choose what we eat, and I choose not to eat pork because I think pork is too close to human. The fact that we can use body parts from a pig and transplant them into us means that they're similar. I've heard it said that pig milk is the closest mammalian milk to human milk. That in itself is pretty scary. So I don't eat pork. I don't eat any pork associated products, if I can avoid them. But I know that I can't avoid them. They're probably turning up in my toothpaste and in plastic gum boots I might buy and things like that. So, you know, they're part of the infrastructure. You know, but true veganism is exceptionally hard to do. But I choose wherever possible not to eat it. And back in 2008, when I visited London for a few weeks, I saw an ad swing through that talked about the treatment of pigs in industrial farming and how you wouldn't treat a three-year-old like that because pigs have a similar intelligence to a three-year-old human. And I thought, that is really sobering. And I thought that was very relevant. I also wouldn't eat a dolphin or a whale. I also respect elephants and the primates. Yes, I do eat beef. I do eat lamb in very minimal quantities. I'm going to do another audio boo about my favourite type of meat, but that's for later. But I don't eat pork. I will eat human if push comes to shove. And at the end of the day, I've heard that human meat, well, back during World War II, when the New Guinea natives occasionally came across a poor, unfortunate war victim, and I heard the Japanese were the most popular, they were referred to as, you ready for this? Long pork. Because at the end of the day, when it was strung up and ready to be eaten, it was just like a piece of long pork. To me, that tells me that I think pigs are far too close to human. If we have to, we can eat each other. It's called cannibalism. I think it's only one step back from that to eat pork. And despite the fact that, oh, I do love the memory. I do have that very strong reminder of the taste of pork chops, roast pork, ham, and bacon. I choose not to eat pork.